it is possible this time to visit the America. Actually, it is all to the arrange the affectionate Vaishnavas, they arrange it as world tour. But it is not my official visit actually. I come to meet with my friends and their families, who is very affectionate with me and always giving their mercy. For my spiritual life, I am enlightened by them. And to give honor of them and also meet with them, as a tourist I come this time. But it is very happily come to me. I shall speak something about Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada Desi Bhaktivedanta Swami and through our Srila Guru Maharaj, you are all learned about Krishna consciousness more or less. Our identification, externally, also internally, we are a religious preacher. Guru Maharaj appointed me as his missionary in charge and also deities and devotees, guardian servitor. But my real identification, I am a servitor of the Vaishnavas. Sometimes it is guardian, we are telling, that is manager also, guardian of some affairs. I am feeling like that, management in charge. But other way, I have some identification, that's also given by our Guru Varga, I am a religious preacher also. You know which religion, that is Krishna consciousness, and it's come so long ago by through our Divine Master Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and after that Srila Guru Maharaj also spread and sometimes clarified this Krishna consciousness. We are everybody living in this illusionary environment, and from that environment, for the rescuing us, Bhagavan Krishna himself coming time to time and sending his associates, also taking some form of avatars. This is the work of Sri Krishna, direct or indirectly. Here I want to tell little that my English is very poor. I cannot express perfectly. You forgive there if any wrong. Wrong must be there, but you forgive my English deficiency. Anyhow, you know the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, there Krishna said, yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam sriyarnam paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sthapanarthaya sambhavami juge juge. Bhagavan himself coming, what for? Now when religion it is going, the religion is getting much disturbance and going suppressed way, that time giving relief and nourishment to the devotees and clarifying to other jiva souls many way. Vinashaya cha duskritam means that's also one kind of clarification. Clarification is English.
Purification.
Vinashaya cha duskritam. Actually cannot kill. Atma not destroyed. And that revolutionary movement, it is killed by the Krishna. Dharma sthapanarthaya. But what is dharma? Dharma means religion. And whose religion? Religion, it is the scripture said, religions in world, that is dharma jashyag madatmaka. Only one religion, and that is service to the Krishna. Jivet sarupai krishne nitya das krishne tatastha shakti veda ved prakash. Krishna das Kaviraj Goswami explain in Srimad Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Dharma Krishna Madhatmaka, what is that? What is that? No. Vidyadvi sevita sadvi. No, it is. Vidyadvi sevita sadvi nityamadesha ragivi hidayena bhanugyatu jo dharma stadnivodhata. This is Manusha Gita about religion. What is religion? That explanation given in Manusha Gita. And also Srimad Bhagavat. Dharma Jashyag Madhatmaka. That is Dharma Jashyag Madhatmaka. There also this. Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained very nice way. He told, if we search what is religion, we first go to search everywhere, top to bottom, abrahma bhuvana loka. Everywhere we shall see there is some religion like that. What is the religion of water? Water is religion, liquid, liquidity.
Yes, liquidity.
Liquidity. Fire's religion, burning, and this way, many examples given. These stones, religion is cutting now.
Hardness,
iron's religion's hardness.
Yeah,
many way given I cannot speak in English that way. Anyhow, give an example. Yeah, every jiva souls, they have some existence and religion. All the transcendental world and mundane world, they are full of consciousness and existence, full of existence of jiva souls and full of consciousness. Consciousness, they are, it is religion of jiva souls. They are also one kind of religion. There is willing, feeling and thinking. That's also religion of jiva souls. He can feel, he have will and he have thinking. And through that, jiva soul always will try to do something. That is their religion. That is, jiva soul is existing power. Existing power. Jiva soul, nitya sarvagata sthanu achaloyam sanatana, Srimad Bhagavad Gita says. A sanatana, that means eternal, transcendental. And jiva soul's religion, he always will try to do something and willing. And what he will do, he will feel that. But his existence, that is very nice. Satchit Ananda. He is part of Satchidananda. The Brihat. Brahma Vastu Sehachigya Amsha.
The part of the great. Part of the.
Part of.
The greatest, the infinite.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead, He is the part of that. And Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. And why Krishna? That's that many ways the scriptures shown and it is revealed in the heart of the saint. Rishis, Munis, they shown many way, it is in the scriptures. Anyhow, Krishna, like sun and his ray, is jiva soul. Jiva soul's position like sun ray, and Krishna's position like sun. An example it is, Chaitanya Charitamrita, we can see. And Manusanghita said, Vidyadvi Sevita Sadvi Nitya Madhyeshwar Agivi Hridayena Bhanugyato Jodhar Mahatar Nibodhata. Indirectly, Manusanghita told this theory, yeah, what revealing in the heart of the saint. Vidyadvi means who have knowledge, clean knowledge, and who have no enviousness, who have no angerness. Mm. Angerness.
Lust.
And
anger.
Anger. Nittam abdesha rāgibhi.
Anger.
And who have regard for everybody, and who is feeling pain for others. That kind of saint, their heart, in the heart of that saint, it is revealing. And what is revealing? That is the religion of the jiva soul. Krishna bhakta niskamate shanto, bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakali ashanto. Who have interest about the mundane things, he is not sadhu. Who have no any interest for himself, who is always engaged himself 24 hours for the service to the Divine Lord, he is sadhu. This is Chaitanya Charitamrita said. But Mani Samhita indirectly, this conception told that Vidyadvi Sevita Sadhvi Nityam Abdesha Dhavivi Hridayena Bhanugyato Jodharmasta Nihodhata. Then really actual religion, one, and that must be attracted to the divine like sun to Krishna. English
body.
Then that religion always showing the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And why Krishna is the Supreme Personality, you can ask that question. And it is very easy to answer that. See, all the ecstatical activeness, fully
found in him.
Found in the Krishna concept.
Yes.
Every higher, if we will try to search, what for we shall do the Krishna bhajan, we shall worship Krishna, then answer will come this way, that is everything fully, it is effulgent way,
manifested.
Self-manifest
Is in Krishna consciousness.
Yes.
And we need that. Then we must worship Krishna. What we need? We need happiness. We need joyfulness. We need beauty. We need love. And we are searching. We are searching this. Birth after birth, we are trying to search. We need nectar. We need forever existence. Eternal existence. We need the happiness.
Harmony.
We need harmony, we need joyfulness, and if we search, that is everything fully, it is present in Krishna conception. No other God consciousness and no other God conception. It is fully present. And why I told no other, there is some cause. And if you search, you will see there a sonhood of Godhead. This is Krishna conception. But other conception, they are fatherhood of Godhead, maybe dasabhang prabhu.
Servitorship of God.
Serving God is the father.
Servitorship.
Servitorship of Godhead. They are many relationships with God we can see.
Right.
And Nirvishesh Nirakar Brahma.
Formless.
Formless, that is
impersonal.
Avoidable matter.
Negligible.
It is not possible, you see. The form of Krishna, or not maybe Krishna, Brahma, he have no power, he nishakti, he have no form. all the creations are forms, maybe transcendental or maybe mundane. Whole creations have some form, whole jiva souls have some form, and all the matters have some form, and who is created, he has no form. It is unthinkable matter. And also, they are giving quotation from the Vedanta Upanishad, but they are giving other way that explanation. If we ask Raso Vaisha in Vedanta Darshan, Athato Brahma Jigyasa, Janmadrasya Jato, many slokas in Vedanta Darshan, they are not slokas, it is sutra, actually. Athato Brahma Jigyasa, you must do Brahma Jigyasa. What is the Brahma? Brahma, Janmadrasya Jato. Tattu Samannaya, Ikkatevna Sabdam. Upanishad says, Raso Vaisha, everywhere we are seeing the Krishna conception, they are present. Rasa, this word, it is for play. It is not vanished matter. Everybody's heart full of rasa. That may be some manetari, mane bikrito.
Changes.
Bikrito.
Distortion. Distortion.
It is spoiled. Spoiled some way.
Distortion.
Distortion. But there is present. We need sukh, meaning happiness. Here is sukh. We are getting something, essence of that sukha. Maybe that is shadow, but we are getting some essence or existence. We are seeing that with everything. We are searching the ananda, joyfulness, happiness, and we are getting that essence from everything of this mundane world. But it is not steadily we are getting, and not steadily staying with us. And when possibility comes to stay with us, we are living in that. That is, it is beyond our control, the birth and death. We can make a good building, and there are many things, joyful matter, but suddenly if we will get death, then I bound to leave everything. And next life, where shall I go? I do not know. It will reveal by my karma activity. That is, to every action there is equal and opposite reaction, and activity giving some reaction. But in Krishna conception, they are full of joyfulness, ecstasy, happiness, everything. Present there, and that is transcendental world, everything, not losing anything there. And if we enter once in that world, never will come back. It's in the scripture we are seeing, jatkatta no nivartante tathama paramangmo, not necessary to come return. But sometimes from that plane, some of the avataras and also associates of the God or Lord coming in this mundane world, they have another cause. They are coming for rescuing from this conditioned soul to the transcendental world. That is, they are very kind, and they have much love for the conditioned soul. For that, they are coming time to time. And giving that consciousness what is our own property, that is Krishna consciousness, that is our main religion. Guru Maharaj was very firm in deepest conception of Rupa Aluga Sampradaya. And everybody, they are giving that way a respect to Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj not was very enthusiastic to get it. But they are giving always. Guru Maharaj is not going any higher, but everybody coming to Guru Maharaj, and everybody coming to see Guru Maharaj, and when they are going, they are telling many things. I can tell something like Gosai Maharaj. He was very high position that time. But Gosai Maharaj has given one lecture, and it is taped by me that time also. Yeah. When we are preaching, very enthusiastically we are preaching in the West, anywhere. But time to time we are looking which way Sridhar Maharaj kibhabe eta dekhchen.
How he appears.
Sridhar Maharaj's appreciation behind it or not.
Yes.
Bhakti Sharanga Goswami.
Bhakti Sharanga Goswami.
How does he see it?
We are preaching Krishna consciousness, but we
we can judge that.
We are very eager to know
what is
opinion of Sridhar Maharaj.
Right.
Which way he is considering our preaching.
Yes.
If he is thinking it is good, then we are getting double energy.
Yes.
Language may be some this way gone, but you can understand. Singhavalokan. When a lion going this way, then so long gone, and after that he is looking behind. That is nature of lion. It's called in Sanskrit Singhavalokan. Singha going so far, then looking behind. Then going so far, looking behind. That is Singhavalokan. So we are preaching so fast and looking behind Sridhar Maharaj, which way it is. That is our mood of all we are together here, that meeting. Everybody, when preaching so fast, they are preaching, and Srila Swami Maharaj also, when doing world tour and going to meet with Sridhar Maharaj, and when he is expressing which way tour going, this way, hearing Guru Maharaj was very happy, and Swami Maharaj also got very happiness. Sridhar Maharaj accepted everything. And they have done many discussion many times. And very finest point of Krishna conception. And that discussion was very high. And I am fortunate that I have got opportunity to hear that. And they also was very affectionate with me. That is, it is natural. I am very few devotee, few brahmachari. And I am staying with all as Guru Maharaj. Then automatically they are giving affection to me. And that is, I was in young age with Srila Swami Maharaj's house, with Swami Maharaj. I was in charge of Chaitanya Saraswati Math branch, 7 Siddhakanta Banerjee Lane. And every day going, when Guru Maharaj is not living in Calcutta, Guru Maharaj ordered me, you will go and learn Srimad Bhagavad Gita from Swami Maharaj. And he sent me many times with him for preaching. And not only that, that time I am going to preach in the Bada Bazar road, door to door, shop to shop, actually. That time I have no books, and Srila Saimal said, you distribute the back to Godhead. He published 2-3 copies maybe, and he have no money, and more he cannot continue. But that was some large quantity, and it was in his room. Who will distribute? Nobody was there that time. And when I joined, Srila Saimal said, you take the back to Godhead and distribute door to door. And I was the first distributor of back to Godhead. Anyhow, wealth come to me many ways. Wealth means here affection of the gurus. Affection I have got. Anyway, maybe I am very unqualified and I have no yogyata.
I don't know what that means.
But, but it is true. And through that, actually I not read in school. I was very naughty boy, and every day teacher beating me that I am not going to school and I am not read. But what qualification come to me? You are seeing that from Guru Maharaj, everything from Guru Maharaj. I have no fear, everybody fearful to invite questions and answer, and it is very good for me if anybody do question to me. And which way this come to me? It is by the mercy of Guru Maharaj and the Vaishnavas, and this way it's come to me. I am always declaring the question answer is good for me. You can do any question about Krishna consciousness. I have no fear. That is, I heard from so long from Guru Maharaj, then I have some idea grown, and by their mercy, what I do not know, that also will come to me like English speak. I can speak now. Before Prabhu, you have seen, I cannot speak anything. I cannot tell. Vidanta Madhava Prabhu knows very well. We are going in the train, but we cannot talk.
I want to hear what you said. You told one time the line you said when you were distributing back to Godhead. You said you memorized one line in English.
Yes.
Though you didn't know any English then, you were speaking in Bada Bazar, which is Hindi-speaking area.
Yes.
So you memorized one English-speaking line, and you were saying, I want to hear that. Maybe. You said before,
I forget. Anyhow, by the mercy of Srila Guru Maharaj, after Srila Swami Maharaj, then Guru Maharaj accepted his servitors and followers many ways. He was very affectionate with Srila Swami Maharaj and close friend. That is, after Srila Swami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj accepted his followers, associates, and happily he tried to continue the movement of Krishna consciousness. And now it is continuing, you are looking it. And this way it is very happy news. Then anything disturbance come in our sampradaya, we will feel very pain. And by your mercy, in San Jose, that pain now gone. Before here was very firm preaching center. But anyway, that disappeared, that center. And we was very painful. And this is our main center, and main center now disappeared. And it is by the wills of Krishna. Krishna want to take our service here. And that is, again, he gave his mercy and chance to us. And by the grace of, headed by Sripad Bhakti Pavan Janardhan Maharaj, he can rescue us from anywhere in this mundane world. From anywhere he can rescue, Bhakti Pavan, through his devotion.
Yes.
And he started with you all. Also, I have tiny little service to give him some inspiration. Your Maharaj, you can do, and you are able to do, you try. And Sripad Chudhamannu Seva Vikram Prabhu, I was very sad to see his activity. That is, he was very close servitor of Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj told, Yudhamanu's party is my party. Before told Guru Maharaj,
yes,
Yudhamanu's party is my party. And they are working very nice lady devotee with Yudhamanu Prabhu. And later that Yudhamanu Prabhu also gone to Thailand. Thailand? Thailand. And that was very painful for me. Oh, Prabhu want service and cannot do now. And when proposal come in my mind through inspiration of Guru Maharaj and Sripad Janardhan Maharaj and others, I tried to give some form, and that way, by the mercy of you all, now here the preaching center again appeared as Sri Chaitanya Sarasvat Ashram took this form. And it is very Maharaj, yes. It is very happy news. Our Krishna consciousness movement in the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. Swami Maharaj always behind everybody. We cannot ignore or forget his grand
contribution.
But after that, it is
great fortune
given to us to preach Krishna consciousness in the San Jose Center, and it's appeared very nice way, and I am very happy to come here. That is, it was my dream. I cannot go anywhere. That was my idea. And also I do not want to go. I have much service in Navadevi. You have seen, Asim.
Unlimited
there. Then when and which way I shall go out from Navadevi?
Unlimited service and unlimited problems.
Unlimited problem. And my life is like that. Always
with me. Problem always with me. And I am habituated. Yes, Maharaj?
I wanted to ask you one question.
Yes, Maharaj. That I need question. You can do anybody any question. I shall be very happy if I can answer it.
We shall be very happy to get that answer.
That question in Vaishnava philosophy, we always hear of Vipralamba and Milan, of service in separation. And we know that if we are serving, I'm talking about with Gurudev, we know that when we are serving in presence of Gurudev, sometimes we can get a slap. He can give us some reprimand. But in Vipralamba, maybe sometimes we're serving in separation and we hear that as highest mood, but sometimes this devotee is serving in separation but going his own way. He's going a little his own way. In the name of separation and highest mood, he's saying that this is the highest service, but he's introducing always his own ideas, And sometimes good, but sometimes there is some error there. Then if one wants to go on in the mood of service and separation from his Gurudev, how he can proceed nicely so that he's always going in a right way?
There is only if they will get chance under guidance of a higher Vaishnava to proceed, if they will get that chance, that is very good. And it's shown our Guru Maharaj also. We are not worshipper of Granth Sahib.
Shastra.
Yes, you heard that.
Yeah.
That is, I am giving answer that way. We are the servitor, the Vaishnava. That is our main line. We are not servitor of Granth Sahib. We are not Sikh Sampradaya. They are worshipping the Granth Sahib. They are deity. They are thinking that way.
Granth Sahib means Mr. Book.
Book.
Maharaj, that way not
Sir Book.
Not will tell.
Holy.
Of course.
No doubt.
Sri Book.
Sri Book.
Sri Book. So anyhow. But we are followers of the Krishna consciousness. Our line is, we must try to follow someone higher Vaishnava, and that will be good for us if we will get it. If we will think and not will get it, then there, if I shall not consider myself ami khub uchchadhikari.
I think myself is very advanced, very high.
Not consider myself as very high rank, advanced.
Yes.
Then I shall take help the books of my gurus.
Yes.
They are actually, we are fortunate. We have got many instructions through the book of our Guru Maharaj. You told about Guru, isn't it?
Separation of Guru.
After separation of Guru.
Yes.
If we consider anyone higher than me, we must serve that Vaishnava. And we must follow that Vaishnava. And that is the good for me. No burden will come to me. All the result will go to Vaishnava. Bad or good, everything will go Vaishnava. I shall try to follow him. That is the main line. If not will get, then I shall take help from the instruction of the book. But when I come out in the time of my guru, that help I shall try to take if I am sincere. Otherwise, if I have some desire, I must be guru, I shall do this, I shall do that. He can go with his own risk. It is very risky to go that way. And this is the answer, Maharaj. No other answer. We must try to follow someone expert. I have respect. Without faith and without respect, we cannot follow anyone. And if my fortune gave me that type of any respectable Vaishnava guardian, then we must follow him. And all burden will go from me. And that Vaishnava must be careful. Vaishnava means he is always careful. He always very afraid from Vaishnava aparadha. Careful means first thing is Vaishnava aparadha, offense to the Vaishnavas. That is first thing, and he must be careful from offense to the Vaishnavas. And then he will serve. Then service will go direct to his guru. This way. No other way, Maharaj. And time to time must come very good help from upper level. If I am fully surrendered to Guru, then from the upper level help must come to me. Where I am confused, there I must will get it. Yes, Maharaj.
And about Vaishnava Aparadha, sometimes when the Jagannath car is running very fast, somebody cannot get out of the way. And there's no doubt Aparadha to run over a Vaishnava. But when you're running with the car, sometimes some people can run with you, but some people they cannot run fast enough, and maybe they get pushed a little bit. Then what is the consideration of Vaishnava Aparadha in that case? Understand the question. When we are trying to run with the service of our Gurudev, then somebody can run with us, and we're all running together. And sometimes in the service of the Gurudev, maybe it will come a contrary opinion. Oh, we cannot do like that. And then sometimes in eagerness, someone will say, oh, please step aside a little bit. Maybe some aparadha is there in the treatment, but one is trying to run fast and he cannot.
Everybody cannot run fast. It is very usual. But when they will run, they must look after the road. There is no may not run fast, but look after the road. There is many things.
Thorns,
many things may be possible.
See where they're running.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Keep the road clear. Yeah.
Open eye. Necessary to run open eye. May not run fast, but eyes must be open always. আমি তো বৈষ্ণব এ বুদ্ধি হইলে অমানি না হব আমি আর প্রতিষ্ঠা আসি হৃদয় দূষিরে হইব নিরয় ভেরি ইজিলি এক্সপ্রেস বাই ভক্তিনাথ ঠাকুর নলেজ নেসেসারি টু সি দিস পয়েন্ট ইগো ইজ দি ভেরি ব্যাড থিং মহারাজ And ego will come to us and can destroy if we are not careful or devotional mood.
Sometimes I'm seeing that somebody is trying to We're trying to run together in the service of Guru Gauranga. But sometimes somebody gets a wrong conception in their mind. And they're also going with the devotees, and we try to explain, try to help that person. But then sometimes we can't do that, and we have to say, I'm leaving this person behind, because I have to continue running. I can't step to the side.
I can't stop.
But I have to keep running. You may have this wrong idea, and it is unfortunate, and I want to help, but I have to keep running.
Then I shall arrange for him other something. You see him, I have money, emergency, I have to run. But
like Hanuman, the little spider.
Yeah. That idea is a little different.
Yes, Maharaj, I understand that it's happening in my life many times. You have seen my nature.
For my progress, for my proper advancement,
I am following. If nobody can run with me properly, I am not making him discouraged.
Not discouraging him.
I am always encouraging everybody. I learned from Guru Maharaj. Give always encouragement. Then Krishna will give help to you. And I am getting that result always. Who is very mundanely attached with mundane name, fame, and what do you call it?
Money.
Name,
fame, prestige.
He
honor.
Not can run with others. But who have some desire, I must do some seva, he must will follow. And you must give money, encouragement. Anyway, he cannot maybe fast, go fast. Also, everybody's capacity is not same. That's also we shall see. Somebody can do worship, somebody cannot. Somebody can cook, somebody cannot cook. Then what is his within capacity, give that type of seva to him, no other way. But always give some encouragement, not discouragement.
In the talk, you were mentioning how you feel that so much grace came to you, the Guru Maharaj. And but I was just thinking that some of us, we didn't know when we arrived to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. Because at that time, some of us, we were feeling down, we were feeling a little alone and you know, affection. But we heard from other of our god brothers, no? Because they knew that at that time Guru Maharaj also, when some devotees from our god brothers approached him, he was a little reluctant to get involved in all this relief work, because he knew that if I take their side, then it will be a little problem, because then perhaps the leaders of ISKCON are not going to be happy about that. And then we heard that it was because of your insistence to him that you plead, you ask him that, no, you have to help them. These Western devotees, they are coming to you, and you have to help them. And we didn't perhaps not like myself, there are others which also they, we didn't know about that. But later on, we heard from our brothers that you asked Guru Maharaj that please extend your hand. These Western devotees need you. And it is your duty because you are a wealthy man. You have so much richness. So I just want to mention here that if you got so much grace, also you extended that grace by your wish and desire and make room for people like myself.
Oh my
goodness.
Actually, I am fortunate this way. Yeah, I am always realizing myself. I am trying to realize what is my position, always. And always I am looking many faults I have. That is my good fortune. I am never thinking, yeah, I am very qualified. And so long, under guidance of Guru Maharaj, I tried to learn always. And Guru Maharaj also chastised my in my previous life, Guru Maharaj beaten me. And somebody beating one hand, taking one hand and beating another hand. And Guru Maharaj beating both hands. One day this happened. I have done little wrong. Actually, it is not wrong, but anyhow, it was my fault. And Guru Maharaj, I can tell the history little, then you can understand. But something happened, I do not want to take prasadam. But I was angry. What happened, I forgot that. Something happened, I did not want to take prasadam. When Guru Maharaj requested me, Gaurendu, that time my name was Gaurendu, Gaurendu, you must take prasadam. You must take prasadam. And I was angry and I told, no, I shall not take prasadam. That was my relationship was like son and father. And I am not taking prasadam. But not only Guru Maharaj, his god brother, they are also many big sannyasi. 3-5. They also requested me, you take prasadam. Hey, Govinda Maharaj, you are, come. Guru Maharaj chastised you, we are giving nourishment, you come. I take prasadam, but I not took prasadam. But I have some, that is, fear or something I have about one man. And that man come and told me, yeah, oh, Gaurendu hire you, take prasadam. And I do not want to show him, yeah, I am angry. Then I went to go, and he told, I requested you not to prasadam. The big god brothers, 3-4, they requested you not to prasadam. That brahmachari told, and he and he was angry. And he beaten by two hands. And when he is beating, I am going his near, close.
Getting closer.
Somebody, if
they beat you, you go beat, away.
He must go
away.
Far, but I am not going far, I am going close. More close. That is, I am thinking Guru Maharaj do not beat properly. Put your hand. he actually cannot beat. We are beating someone, taking him, then beating. And Guru Maharaj is trying to beat me in both hands. It is not process. Then I am going to near, he can beat good. And after 3-4 slap, then Guru Maharaj start. Why you are coming in? Me? I told Maharaj, you cannot beat properly.
Yeah.
and Brahmas to be an emperor. Anyhow, I have got much affection and also chastisement. And that is Guru Maharaj, then I have got much chastisement from him in my young years. And I have got some chance to make me as a good servitor. After all, how much I have, I am successful, that you can say, but it is true, I tried to make me a good devotee of Guru Maharaj. And that way my experience comes, I am doing many times many things wrong. And Guru Maharaj always mercifully, he is, forgive my offenses. And not once, maybe thousand offenses. He mercifully,
Forgave.
And through that, I have some, affectionate nature grown. If anybody will do any offense, first I am going in his side and supporting him other way. Again, he not will do that. And I never throwing anybody. That is, I know if Guru Maharaj has thrown me, then I must go to hellish position. If Guru Maharaj not will give attention to me, but he gave attention to me, that is his causeless mercy. No doubt I was not so qualified, so means I was not qualified. Actually I have no qualification, but I was enthusiastic to do something. That was my nature. And he made me as he want that way. And it was not so easy to make me, that is, I was very naughty. And he had got much trouble, but he not throw out me. And through that, I have got some good nature. Anybody doing anything wrong, I am not immediately ousting him, throwing out from me. I am trying to take him
closer,
and trying to correct him. You have seen, Maharaj, many things in the mouth. You know how much trouble I have. But Guru Maharaj ousted brahmacharis. Very few brahmachari, that's also Guru Maharaj ousted. And I am always keeping that. Lastly, it was my contract with Guru Maharaj. You will see your upper class and I shall see lower class. Don't interfere there. Downstairs, what going, you please do not interfere. But in upstairs, living you are, there any disturbance, you must clarify that. But downstairs, always going something disturbance in the mall. And if Guru Maharaj will interfere, then everybody will be ousted.
There'll be no one left.
That way, our management was very peaceful. Anything wrong doing anybody, and sometimes it is going to Guru Maharaj and Guru Maharaj immediate calling and chastising and ousting. And that ousted person coming to me, "Oh, Maharaj, Guru Maharaj ousted me." Then I told, "You stay, I am seeing the matter." Then I am going to Guru Maharaj, "What happened, Maharaj?" "Oh, you must make out him." And then I told, "Yes, but what happened?" Then Guru Maharaj is telling, "Yeah, this happened, something." And I told you, why you are interfering that? It is my case. You give to me, I shall arrange. What is good or bad? It is not your case. Then Guru was telling, yes, you look after that. Then I am coming there, making something. Then Guru Maharaj giving forgiveness. That way, our family life going in Chaitanya
Sarasvati. Like that story you told, that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said,
Yes, Maharaj. That is. That it come to me, that is, I have seen Guru Maharaj, Mane, forgive my many offenses, and thousands, you can say. That is, I was not very good boy. I have some brain, I know, but boy was very naughty.
The brain was good, but the boy was not.
But Guru Maharaj not leave me, that is my good fortune. It is his causeless mercy, his nature not like that. He was very strong and strict. But causeless mercy, he not leave me. And it is good fortune. Also, lastly, Guru Maharaj, believe me. That is my good fortune. He believed.
Maharaj?
Yes.
This morning, when we were coming here from Santa Cruz, I was listening to one darshan, Guru Maharaj. And on this darshan, Sagar Maharaj, he was asking one question. Mm-hmm. He said, sometimes Krishna is giving mercy and he's not looking at it. Yukta or ayukta? Qualified or
unqualified?
No consideration. Then Maharaj said, to yourself, he said, Govinda Maharaj, kindly read the Sanskrit, because Guru Maharaj could hear intonation in Sanskrit for that verse. And then Guru Maharaj answered that, yes, Krishna is doing like that many times without consideration of qualification, giving mercy. So by chance I listened to that this morning. I took that Krishna is telling us that now again mercy is coming, ayukta, without any consideration to us. And by your appearance we have seen now that again, the West will receive mercy. Ayukta, no consideration.
Right. Maitra Shamananda Prabhu. Yukta, yukta. Prabhu Jivanamiti. Now we are getting Ayukta.
Ayukta?
Ayukta, yukta. We are not fit. We are not fit, but now we are getting some mercy.
Yes. Not fit.
We are not fit, but that mercy is now coming to us. In the shape of your divine grace is coming here.
It is too much. Anyhow, it is true, Krishna Koruna Ache Bhalamanda Nahi Bache Na Bhajite Dai Sacharan. Hey, Bhaktivinoda Thakur so and so.
Na Bhajite Dai.
Dai Sacharan.
Sacharan.
His lotus feet, sometimes he is giving very
feeling.
Wide way. We have much affection, not only that, mercy overflowed sometimes. And not only sometimes, all time maybe we can think it. Bhalo mondo nahi bache, good or bad, not
no consideration.
And who will worship me and who not will, worship, not bhajan.
Serve.
Who will serve me or not will serve me, he not will see that. He is giving service to them. It is Bhaktivinoda Thakur expression. Krishna Koruna Ache Bhalo Mondo Nahi Bache Na Bhajite Daya Sacharan. It is possible. And that way we are living by the mercy of Krishna. But loving search for the lost servant, you need that. And the heading is very nice. And that's very appropriate for us. We are not searching Krishna, Krishna searching us. For the lost servant, he is searching, and that is loving. Loving search for the lost servant, this heading, unique for us. We do not know what we are doing, but he knows what we are doing, and he is searching us, but he gave freedom, he is not taking back that. That is difficulty for Krishna only. If he will, he wants to take back the freedom, he can take immediately. But what for our tongue? Our tongue not only will taste for shukta, always bitter. Tongue for test the next nectar, ecstasy, fruit, many things. Opulent prasadam also, for that tongue. That is, tongues have freedom. He can taste many things. Sararas, six kind of taste. He can taste freely if he wants to taste. For that freedom Krishna is giving to us, we can serve him within five rasas, four kind of rasas actually. We can actively serve him, and we must get the happiness, super happiness. And for that Krishna giving us the freedom, and he do not want to take back that freedom. But he is searching. When we will kabe ashi madhava ama koribe sevan, Madhavendrapuri, about Madhavendrapuri, the Gopal, he is telling, I am waiting in the cave, so long, Badre sthapito, that means few hundred years ago. I am here and waiting when Madhavpuri will come and he take out from this cave and he will serve me. I am waiting. And that is the nature of Krishna. But he do not want to disturb freedom.
We're unqualified, so how can we become open to receive that mercy? Is there anything we can do? Although we feel very
actually, mercy means mercy word is above justice. That is called mercy. We heard Guru Maharaj. I do not know many what is position actually, but above justice, that is the mercy. Then mercy can come down any higher and bestow upon anyone.
Yes.
That is the mercy. Mm-hmm. And it is possible, and that way today Western world dancing in the name of Hare Krishna. But India not was like that. And Indian also not like that. It is mercy of Krishna, you can say. Thousands of thousands sincere seeker, they are taking Mahamantra, they are practicing Krishna consciousness, trying to practice. It is not so easy. We are thinking we are master, that is not true. Actually we are all students, Guru Maharaj said, we are all students. But feelings, our feelings is that we are trying. But in India you will see they are not trying, they are worshipping Lord, the goddess Kali, worshipping Ganesh, worshipping Kartik. There are many demigods they are worshipping so very big way. In Bombay there is Shivaratri and Ganesh puja, Kartik puja, you will see how big way they are doing. Galapati Bappa, Maurya Kore. But we cannot say they are so fortunate so. That is, they are worshipping demigod. Instead of that, they are asking something. Nanang Dehi, Rupang Dehi, Jasang Dehi, Manorama Bhajjang Dehi. And all is Dehi Dehi, money, give this.
Give money, give beauty.
And they are getting also. Krishna Bhakta not getting that. That is, they are not asking.
That's the problem.
And if they will ask to Krishna, even Krishna not will give that.
Krishna said, I'm not so foolish.
Yes. Ami mukho, ami biggo.
Ami biggo.
Tarikhane vishay khane divo. Shacharanam mrito diya vishay phulaibo. This is in Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Not only I will not give it to them, I'll make them forget it.
And you know, Prahlad Maharaj, he is devotee of Nrisimhadev. But Nrisimhadev telling very mane, insisting way, you take boon from me. Prahlad, when I appear in front of you, you must take some boon from me. And Prahlad said, no, sir, no, Prabhu, it is, I am fulfilled with your mercy, I do not want anything. But Nrisimhadev insisting, but you have, I appear for you, and you must take something from me, ask something to me. That is, it is my position you must will ask, and your position also you will ask to me. For purpose of protection of you, I appear.
Yes.
And everybody seeing me, then you ask me something, that will be good for you.
You fulfill that purpose.
But Prahlad said, when you are my Prabhu, I am your servant, what need more about that? But Nrisimhadev again insisting, you take some boon from me. Then Prahlad told, Jadi dasyasine kaman, varangstam varadar sava, kamanang hiddhusang ruhang bhavatastu binevaram. Oh, you are very insisting way, telling me what shall I do, it is your order. Then I am asking some boon. Munishingadev, very happy, oh yes, you are asking. Now ask what you need. Then Prahlad Maharaj said, the kamanang hiddhusangrohang bhavatastu binevaram. If he wants to give some boon to me, then give. Mane chawar jano unarakam prabhitti araman nahas. Asking nature, it will demolish. It will be demolished, my asking nature. Anything to my Lord, that nature must be demolished to give this boon. And never will come in my future life that boon I want from you. Yadi dasyasime kaman varang stang varadarsava. You are the great giver. Varadarsava. And you can give anything. Then you are insisting, I am asking, give me that boon. In future, never will come in my mind to ask anything to you. That is the desire of the devotee also. And Krishna himself, if anybody will ask anything, Krishna himself not giving that. Maybe other demigods or maybe other god, they are giving that, but Krishna not giving that. Krishna said, Sha charanam mrita diya vishaya, ami bhikkho shei murkhe, vishaya kane diva. In the Srimad Bhagavad Gita, you know that sloka maybe, chaturvidha bhajante man jana sukirtino arjuna artho arthati jikyasu jnani cha paradarsha. Everybody has some desire. But when I am giving my mercy, I am making perfect him, and I am taking all wealth from him, then I am giving my devotion to him. This is Srimad Bhagavatam.